is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Okay, good. Welcome, everybody. So happy to have you with us. Mondays can be so meh, you know what I mean? But I look at it this way. Monday means we're going to have a show. Mm-hmm. And I love that. So I am Deborah Lee, if you're brand new with us, and I want to share with you the method that my grandmother taught me as I'm holding up ordinary playing cards. For those of you that are joining us from Facebook, the Psychic Love Doctor show page. And all of a sudden I just drew a blank. Well, that's
where we're leaving now. Right.
You're talking about the cards.
Yes, and I want to say this is Jimbo Baggins. He is kind of our, master and...
Master and commander.
He's a master of disguise.
And he is manning the room. I guess they're called rooms.
They're not, but we call it that.
On Facebook Live.
Thank you.
And then the female voice you hear, this is Veronica.
Hello.
Who makes all kinds of notes about your readings so that when you do visit us again, she can refer back to what was prophesied for you. She will also give you an angel card reading. So don't run away too fast when you are finished with my reading.
Yes, you must stand by.
All right, and now Jimbo's going to give you a little bit of info.
That's right. Just a reminder that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only, but we hope everybody enjoys themselves.
Mm-hmm.
If you are an international caller/viewer, because we do get calls,
yes,
let us know. We'll give you a shout-out. That number, I know we've said it a few times, 646-595-4274. All right, call in, get in early. That's the best bet because the show can fill up. And they got a really good phone system. The calls, they stack them real nice.
They really do. Now, if you are unable to call in, because we don't want you to spend the mortgage money to call in and get a reading, hang out with us because if we have a lull in calls, we're going to turn to you guys that are on the Facebook page.
Life is unpredictable. You never know. Sometimes it's solid calls, and sometimes it's not. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes, you know.
All right. The phone protocols here. Cell phones, that's, I don't know. We might be the only people left on this planet that actually have a regular phone.
Yeah, and we never use it.
It
is an internet connection.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it is through the internet. So it's not even using an actual phone.
I know, static.
Static up there.
If you call in, be wary. Don't use some of your normal convenient practices like speakerphone and washing dishes and walking around and jogging or something like that because those background noises don't transmit real well when it goes through internets and stuff like that.
Yes.
And also be wary of the other background noises that might not even think our background noise is like being outside and a little bit of a wind.
Mm-hmm.
If that hits that microphone just right, it can be pretty noisy on our end. Your dogs, cats, giraffes, whatever you got in there, make sure that you isolate yourselves from them.
Rats,
put them in another room, stick them on the roof if you need to, whatever it takes. Minimize those background noises. The roof can be a pleasant place when it's cool outside.
And do speak slowly.
Yeah, sometimes it's not your fault necessarily or our fault. Sometimes the data transfer seems like it loses some stuff if you speak too fast.
Yeah.
Not always, but you just never know. And on that note, I want to throw that number out there one more time. 909. No, it isn't. 646. Wrong day of the week. 646-595-4274. 646-595-4274. And let's go to our first caller because they're starting to stack a little bit.
Oh, yes.
Area code 917, New York, 917. First caller.
Hi, New York. Welcome to the show. What is your first name, please?
Hey, this is Terry.
Hello?
How are you? Hi, it's Terry. How are you?
New York.
Hi,
it's up to you.
Well, we are having some static on the line.
Hello? Hello?
So, possibly we've lost New York? Maybe the call.
Well, we heard the show. Sechi's talking.
We're just getting static here.
Maybe something has happened with our settings. But we just heard the show, though.
Yeah.
We're going to do a little troubleshooting here. Stand by. Do not despair. Microphone is Yeti.
Speak. Well, we heard the intro.
We did.
Calls just are not coming through right.
Looks like Terry Sue just left you
We got some kind of a
5-star rating.
Nice.
All right. Okay. We're gonna disconnect and recall back in because we might have had something go haywire electronically on our end. So
they'll still be with us.
Yeah, don't worry about them. They're cool.
Okay, so disconnect.
Disconnect and call right back in.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
We're in now. All right, let's try this again there. All righty.
Who we got?
Do we still have 917? Yes. Okay, 917, New York, 917.
Hi, New York. Thanks for waiting for us. What's your first name, please?
Hey, this is Terry. How are you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Hey. Hey, guys. How's it going?
We've missed you.
I know. I miss you, too. You have the best show. One of the best shows on Blog Talk, I would say.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much.
Now, please tell us what's on your mind and what we can help you with.
Okay, so I'm calling in regards to a legal matter. And I'm putting all of the paperwork together. However, I'm trying to see when will it be a good time to submit the... I can do it this week, I can do it next week, or the week after. I just wanted to make sure that I'm doing it at the right time, but I do have to submit the paperwork again.
Well, this is an awesome question for you to be asking. The cards can be extremely precise in matters of this nature when it comes to timing, because you're right. You want those papers to be submitted in their own best way in time. Now, I do have to say, though, remember, and that you didn't ask me for any legal advice because we don't have the credentials for any.
Right.
Yeah.
Just in case somebody thinks
there's
exactly. Okay,
it's
but
timing, that's all.
That's right.
Shout out to Lady R. Hopefully she didn't leave it. She just stopped checking. Hopefully we didn't.
That would be South Africa.
South Africa, Lady R.
All right. Hang on there. Terry, I'm going to read your cards right now.
Yeah.
And Veronica and Jimbo, they will chat with you.
Chat away. We don't want to be too prying. Because in the legal, for me, means get those papers as soon as possible, but there could be a reason not to, maybe.
I can get them in this. I can. The thing is this. Okay, I can get them as soon as possible, but it seems like some negative people. I mean, I can, you know what, I can do it. I can do it. I can submit it. I mean, I can have it completely ready by tomorrow and submit it in at the end of the week. I can do it as soon as possible. I don't have a problem doing it at all. I think I might just do that instead of waiting. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's me without cards. I'm just, you know, it's me with no card guidance at all. Just my normal gut thing would be, wow, I got to get this legal stuff in. I'm paranoid. I want to get it in now.
I want to
and, you know, it's interesting that Jimbo brings that up because your cards are saying to me that time is of the essence. Even though you have more than enough time, it's a kind of a, well, it's a ASAP type of thing that I'm seeing in your cards as soon as possible. Get them in.
Okay.
And I think you will do well by doing that. And then it's off your mind for, you know, that you didn't misplace them, which would be my problem.
Yeah, you didn't forget or...
Or something happens when they're being sent in and something goes awry and then they're gone forever.
Get kidnapped, temporarily kidnapped aliens or something.
Well, yeah. Eaten by the mail, eaten by the fax machine. I don't know. Millions of things.
But just make sure to have copies.
Yes.
And I would check to confirm that your paperwork was received.
Yes, I would double make sure.
Yeah, I would send a return receipt.
Registered
and return receipt, both.
To make sure.
All right, because I have to send it to the someone on Friday. She and I, we touch bases, so I can send it to her on Friday. I'll call her just to confirm that she received it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, glad you called us. It's wonderful to hear from you. And please, please join us whenever you can.
Keep on. And, yep. And angel card.
Oh, yeah, don't go now.
And international shout out to Donnie Marie.
Donna Marie.
Right. Island.
Can I just say one thing? Oh,
sure.
So the cards, they're telling me to send this out ASAP because at first I was going to wait until the 21st. So they're saying send it out as soon as possible.
Yes, they are. And sometimes the cards actually are containing a word of caution that God forbid something happens to the paperwork, you know, or there is, like Veronica brought up, somehow it gets mislaid, you know, with the post office. Or it gets delivered to the wrong person.
Some kind of things change that if you would have got that paperwork in, wouldn't have been affected, but now are type deal. Some weird little legal thing.
Yeah, I would do that this week.
Okay, I'll get it out on Thursday. Okay, so I'll just go over and fine tune everything tonight and tomorrow. Then it'll go out on Thursday afternoon for Friday morning.
Terry.
Yep, stand by.
Your angel card. Even though you've been gone for so long. Divine order, Archangel Raquel. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past illusion and see underlying order.
Now, that sounds right up your alley with your reading, that you're following divine order.
Yes, doing things before it's the last second is always better than waiting.
I mean, it is. I think...
Yeah, and good luck to you.
Yeah, call us again.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm taking care of everything gone this week. Okay. I'm not going to wait anymore.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care, hon.
All right. Bye-bye.
And good luck.
Someone just became friends with me on Instagram. Well, you know who that was. I got Mara friends now.
For her business.
For my biz.
Okay.
It's good. It's very good.
All right. Everybody else good with that? Okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right. 646-595-4274. That is the call-in number in a very, very familiar area code to us all. 806, Texas. 806.
Oh, Texas. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Danielle.
Son.
Yeah.
How are y'all?
Music.
How are we all? I think we're kind of on fire.
Groovy,
today.
Baby.
Yeah, we're really in the groove. All right.
That's good. That's good to hear.
What about you?
Yeah, tell us.
I had a good weekend, and you know me. I just like to do the Monday checkup, check in with the doctor, see how my week's going to go. And, you know, just to see if the cards have any, you know, warnings for me or any important messages that I need to know for the week.
Now, to those of you that are listening in and following along, we know her so well after, what, like 3 years?
Yeah, many moons.
I am so connected to her cards that I can give her a reading like this.
That just says what's going on. But if you're new and say what's going on, you're not going to probably get a very good
reading. Because we chat with Danielle at least 3 days a week. We message
pretty much,
back and forth.
Pretty
we
much 3 days a week.
We know her family. So it's very cool.
Yeah, and the thing is, when I get to know you this well, and that comes from repeated readings, like on the show, then I would be able to give you a what's up kind of reading.
What's up?
So I am now laying out Danielle's cards, and those of you that might be interested, I use a 24-card layout, which is basically what I use in my actual practice. Say in my office, or if I met with you over Skype, you know, video calls,
or whatever software, or even just regular phone.
I just find that I'm able to perceive the landscape of what's going on for you much better than just doing, say, a random card or two or three.
Okay.
Now, Danielle, I got some. Something for you here.
Okay.
It's under sure to come true, which is the final designation in the layout, which I have found over all these years, you can pretty much count that whatever is under that designation is going to become reality in your life.
Hence the name.
So the best thing you can do is utilize choice and change, which is what personal prophecy is all about. So by being aware of what I'm going to tell you, you enable yourself to not be caught off guard and to be prepared. And then in doing so, that can diffuse the situation. It can cause you to roll more with the punches than to be, you know, like smacked right in the face. I am seeing an argument around your work. There's a dispute that has the potential to take place this week. So I would suggest that you try to stay on the down low. If you can even avoid this, do so. It isn't really about you, but it's about the whole crew or the whole staff. And there's a lot of angry feelings around it, and your cards are saying, zip it.
Stay clear.
Yeah. Boy, I wonder where she's at. All right, so watch out for that. And let's see what else we got. Oh, there's Isaac. Boy, he just can't take his mind off of you.
Oh, my goodness.
He is trying to do his duty. Well, it's dutiful.
He's a pooper scooper, unexpected
bother, as he is.
That's well, he should.
Yeah.
But he's looking to you. He's learned such a lesson, Danielle. And I'm not saying that the two of you would get back together. That's a choice you're gonna make.
She will be grounded.
Yeah.
But he is really, he is filled with regret. He would really love it. He would love it if you were to go after him.
Oh, right.
And say, oh, Isaac, I missed you so much.
Is that before or after he wins the lottery?
Or is that before or after she kicks his ass?
Yeah. are you possibly thinking of moving out?
Not too soon. Maybe like next year, in a year, I would like to get a house.
Oh, I see that you will. Mm-hmm. I see that you will. And right, it's not immediate, but it is definitely down the road for you. And
I've been praying about it.
Oh, well, Danielle, you are very good with money, dealing with finances. And it might have come through not being, maybe being real spendy in the past. But I see you're going to do real well with that. So it looks like a good
week.
Yeah, it really does look like a good week.
Excuse me. That's good.
And,
good weeks are good.
And like we haven't seen recently, I'm not really seeing any romantic relationships on the horizon for the moment because you're pretty busy and you don't need a distraction like that.
Just casual. She's getting into fall, so that you know what that means. Ding, 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 ding. Fall fling time.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
That's right. Last year we didn't get to do that. This year we do.
Somebody to go to football games with.
Right. And get lunch and coffee
and
breakfast. Yeah, all the time.
It is football season.
So,
there
you go. Now let's see what your angel card is.
Get by for your angel card reading.
Your angel card reading is All Is Well, Archangel Jeremiah. Everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, I love it. Thank y'all.
Oh, you're so welcome, honey. Take care. We love hearing from you.
Okay, yes. Love y'all. Have a good week. Talk soon.
Okay.
We shall talk again.
All right. Take care, honey.
Adios. All righty then. Let's give that number up, 646-595-4274. Let's go to our next caller, and we don't even have to leave the area code. Back to area code 806, Texas, 806.
Yay, Texas. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome. Is this
Ann?
Yes, it is.
Well, there she is.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
We knew it. Yeah, to confirm it.
Well, Ann, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Good. Staying trying to stay busy.
I enjoyed
Friday night evening out. At that reception, it was good to get out.
Sure.
Kind of like Danielle, just want to do a check-in, see what's coming up.
Yeah, okay. We're going to keep it in the family.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know, we're heading into that time of year. Hopefully COVID will allow for us to have celebrations and get-togethers.
Yeah, and it's also regular flu season is upon us, and that freaks everybody out now because you don't know what symptom you got. Right?
Well, that's true. My sister got it so bad, and it was really a shame that where she lives, there was only one place open at that point, and it would take up to a week to get your result.
But they did beat their deadline.
They did.
They
right.
did it just like 2 days.
And
I think.
She didn't have COVID.
Yeah, she was deathly ill, and it wasn't COVID.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So that's why nowadays you don't know.
Got to kind of take it in stride a little bit.
You know, do what you can, do the best you can, and Mother Nature's going to decide. Mother Nature's going to decide. You know, get all your shots and be as cautious as you can, but you only have control of what you control.
And you were seeing somebody. I'm trying to get the right time frame looking back. It's been a while. There was somebody you were seeing briefly.
At work or something?
Did you meet online?
No.
No, but it was somebody from another place.
Oh, you know, I did have a lunch date with a guy from a town that's probably like an hour away.
Yeah.
In June.
Well,
in June, but that's it.
Yeah, but it didn't go too well, did it?
It was okay. I think he liked it more than I did.
There you go. In other words, there were no sparks.
And he's now kicking himself, feeling like he messed it up. But really, the chemistry just—it was oil and water.
I didn't find a connection or.
Doesn't mean anybody's a bad. They don't gel. That is life.
And you have somebody, a male around you, who is, I've got to use the cliche of tall, dark, and handsome.
Which is weird.
Oh.
Well,
okay.
King of Spades tends to.
It's like 60s and 70s thing.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? But he's trying to figure you out. I think this is an admirer from a distance who sees who? Did I? Veronica thinks we said something about this.
Huh.
Probably. well, many moons ago.
Yeah. Many moons ago.
Many moons.
Many moons. Many moons have passed since then.
Your cards to me look like you've got a tiny bit of a rough patch ahead. And really, I think this is mostly a time of realignment. Are you still providing daycare for your grandchildren?
I am. Yes, that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, I think we heard that.
Is it really fulfilling your need for satisfaction?
It's okay. It's okay.
Well,
it is what it is.
I know you were having a good time to be able to hang out with them, but it probably takes its toll.
Well, here's the thing.
You're an adult, you know.
You're doing a real blessing to the little one's parents, you know.
Well, of course, yeah.
But I feel in the new year, I think an opportunity will present itself, and you are going to want to seize. I see her, like, seizing it.
Carpe diem.
Okay.
Yeah, and you will have really fulfilled such a, I mean, I would have loved to have had, wouldn't you have somebody that could come in as a grandparent and take care of the children and, you know, while they were growing up.
Yeah, that would have been really nice.
I know, and I'm still thinking the same thing.
I don't need it now, really, per
se. Well, obviously not, right?
No, but it's...
Well, yes, I had my mother-in-law took care of my kids when they were younger, my two daughters, Danielle and Diane, so that's why I thought, it's my turn to do the same thing.
It's a huge blessing, and you'll be blessed in return, and I really do feel that there's a new opportunity coming for you, and... Veronica's going to tell us if we had mentioned about an admirer.
You did. Back September 17th, not that long ago, had a King of Diamonds, which you called excellent with money, business owner, accountant, maybe a business manager.
That's right. You did say that.
Headed Mr. Right.
Okay, so that person is still in the car.
Yeah. Well, he's got a duality. And this is common with a lot of us. We're not always one thing. It's like with Enneagrams. If you look at them, they have many traits attached to each number. So this man wavers between, he's coming through as a bit of a financier is the word. So I guess that's kind of a classy way of saying good with handling bucks. And his duality is on the other side. He's a very upstanding citizen. He has a very strong sense of what is right and wrong and high integrity. So
really what duality means, but anyway,
ahead. It's having two sides.
But two sides are like opposites.
Yeah, one side is about finances.
Integrity.
To me, an opposite would be somebody that likes to spend money and have a good time, though, at the same time. That'd
I'm not saying necessarily
he's not
opposite.
Like a Jekyll and Hyde.
That's
what
duality means.
Good things,
let's get back to her, Reed. I'm sorry. I jumped in and just knocked.
But it sounds good overall.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
Right. Well, like for you, and you have this strong sense of grandmothering and maternal, but your other side is there's a professional woman in there who has her goals and desires for the future.
Okay, so she needs to go and take the Enneagram test.
Yeah.
Quiz, whatever. And you'll find that you're not just one single piece of this pie. You are dominant of this one piece, and then you have a couple other things, little slices from other things.
All humans are complex.
So it's very cool to find out. Then you'll kind of maybe Deb can look up this guy and find out why he's King of Diamonds and King of
Diamonds.
Yeah. What kind of test is that?
It's Enneagram.
Maybe can you send a link? Can you put a link onto the Psychic Love
page? Yeah, I can do that. And you can do this for free. You can do it for free and just get a real a snapshot of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you could also do it like your daughters.
I might have one.
All right, so we will put it on the page. All right, let's go to...
Stand by for your angel card reading.
Okay.
Keep standing by. Don't forget, you should stand by.
Moon cycles, Archangel Hanael. Notice how the moon affects your energy and manifestations and capitalize upon these cycles.
So the moon does have a lot of influence over our lives in general and more specific ways. The other thing that gets me are those retrogrades. Ugh.
Yeah, they're gross.
Yeah. So, Anne, it's looking good.
Great.
Well, I'm so glad you called us. We love hearing from you.
I'll keep y'all posted when I meet that Todd Buckingham. Accountant.
Yeah.
All right. Well, y'all have a good day.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. I want to remind everybody that it is 646-595-4274. That is the call-in number. We are over to hump. So we need to remind everybody also that it just shows for entertainment, informational purposes only. Everybody has fun, and we're on the downhill run now. It goes fast. It does. You say downhill run, the last half goes nuts. So let's get into that nutsness. And let's go to our next caller. All ones. We like all ones. It's always a mystery. All ones.
Hello, all ones. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, your doctors. How are you doing?
Oh,
Melissa.
Melissa. Yes.
Hey, Melissa.
We're doing well. How are you?
Yes. I'm always thrilled to talk to you all. I'm doing great. There's been a lot of things going on, but thank you for the show. Oh my gosh, I gotta call. Thank you again.
Makes me feel good.
And we like
thank
it
you.
And we appreciate your patience.
Yeah.
You've been waiting for a while.
Yeah.
Oh no, yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, you're awesome. The three love doctors here. So I have a question.
All right, we're standing by.
Okay, so do it on the topic of love and so I'm gonna focus on that just one gentleman. Let me ask 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Do you still see what's going on and like in a date sometimes? Because I know he's busy and then I'm busy with my work schedule. But try to make effort in the texting right now. Like we do some texting.
Oh, good.
Okay.
I'm glad that he's getting back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people say negative things about exchanging messages in a relationship. Personally, I think it can be a very useful tool when you can't see each other all the time.
It can be, but it shouldn't be the only method of communication.
No. Now, Melissa, is there a lot of distance between the two of you?
Well, this time, yes, because I'm pretty far from the location, but I'm going to be coming back over there in January.
Okay.
Not far away anymore, like everybody. January is right around the corner.
It really is.
We're going to hit October Friday, but boom.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right.
Okay, so January, you'll go back to where everybody is
January. Yes.
Okay, well, we're checking the cards. I want to see how he's feeling about
Cards are being laid as we
We're going to spy on him
a
little bit.
They're going down. That's right. This is called National Spy.
They're going down.
Intuitive card reading stuff.
International love spying.
Espionage.
International spy.
Oh, I think the two of you have an awesome foundation.
Nice.
For a relationship here.
Very good, very good.
That's the way it should be when you're not, how can I put this in a nice way about young people? Young people just jump in.
They
want to
hit it and quit.
Hit it and find out what they want.
Yeah.
They want to hit it first.
Where I think once we get a little more mature, wiser, we've got our life experience, we want to sort of really put one good brick next to another one, and built that foundation.
That is true.
You know who the heck you're, you know.
Who you're jumping into bed with.
Well, yeah. When that time.
Sometimes when you put those bricks down, you build the wall. Careful.
Right.
That's a good point, Jim.
Build a foundation.
But what I want to say is he really does think about you all the time. And since you can't be there consistently, like daily, he's trying not to let his feelings get too deep. But you know what happens? Destiny, you could call it fate. There comes a time when, well, like the old Hebrew proverb, man plans and God laughs. And I think God is laughing at this one because he is trying so hard not to fall for you, Melissa, but he's helpless. It's no matter what he tries to do, it's just going to happen. So what would you do in the instance of getting together? Would you relocate to live near him?
Ooh,
or would you ask him to relocate to you?
Pretty big question.
I know. Just something to think about. You
jumping
don't have
up.
To,
big jump on that question.
Because, you know, the thing is, you got to look ahead.
I mean, if you foresee it going down that road, you do. Yes, I agree.
Go ahead, Melissa.
I'm sorry.
I would do it myself. Because I got to take care of, I would travel. So it's not that far. It's only like 50 miles or 50 miles.
That's not far at all.
Nowadays, that's nothing.
I thought that you were saying you were like a different state.
I had the feeling it was deep, farther too, but you know what?
It could be 50 miles away.
Yeah, you could. So anyway, work is going to really fulfill you as time goes on here.
That's a nice thing.
I see you going into January, and it's a bright and beautiful time.
Yay!
So,
New Year.
Yeah, and I think he's going to get very attached to you. Keep enjoying those text messages.
I was thinking that too.
You know.
The flame of love alive.
That's well
you
good.
You must keep it fueled or the flame will die.
No, I don't think it's going to die. I think he's really got
to. I'm saying you got to keep it fueled, though.
He's got quite a yen for her.
Once the fire's lit, it just needs oxygen and fuel.
And he's a good man, Melissa. He's
he
a good
better
man.
Better be your neck is bummed.
All right, now how can we give her?
Stand by for your angel card reading.
Yes.
Archangel Ariel, spread your wings. Do not hold back right now. The timing is perfect. And you are ready to soar.
Ooh.
Chill.
Boy.
And right next to it is the courage. I mean, you got good cards there, lady.
Yes, you really do. And everything that's coming to you, you deserve. So you're gonna reap great richness in this. I'm hearing the next 3-year period for sure. So I'm glad you called. So we could share that good news.
It is very well said. You'll speak like a novel. Good job, good love, doctors.
Yes.
Keep on calling us.
You give me like happy chills. I love it when you call us that.
So yes, Melissa, we want to hear from you more and more, okay?
More and more.
We like those all ones. For no video.
Yeah, we don't. So enjoy your week. And we'll hear from you soonest.
Do not be a stranger.
Right.
Okay. I gotta get back.
Okay.
You gotta go.
Take care.
I love it. That takes real, like, you know, blueberries to call wherever and be quiet. I mean, she might be at work. She might be wherever.
It feels like we're doing undercover.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's either spy work or she's a librarian.
That could be true.
Yeah.
But she's so, you know what I mean.
I love it when
she's excited, but it's
fast,
a subdued silence. It's
almost like she's doing a secret work. Like, I like it.
She's probably very good. She could be on public radio.
She could with that voice.
They love that on public radio, which is weird. Why do they like that?
Isn't that
weird? They don't like zany, wild, crazy people on public radio.
Maybe that's so.
Or maybe those people just go elsewhere.
That was 50s. In the 50s, remember?
I listened to Elvis Duran in the morning, and those guys are all like loud and crazy.
In public radio?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I haven't listened for, every time I turn on, it's like, Well, that was Beethoven's 19th Symphony.
What? Why are you listening to that?
That's public radio.
That's public radio. I'm just talking about, like, regular, like...
Oh, I know, I was saying...
All right, folks.
Got it.
I know regular radio.
Yeah.
Never
touch the phone.
Just for those that are watching,
the men,
I'm not one of those crack junkies, crack phone. This is how we communicate with headquarters. So, they see you probably
headquarter
like,
crack phone.
They're probably like, why can't the guy lay off his phone during the show? They're probably thinking that, like a teenager.
You are a little bit upset.
It's like, no, we are talking to headquarters, and we're going to our next caller. I want to give that number out again, just in case I did not.
All righty.
It is 646-595-4274. There's still time left.
Yeah,
you
we can
call,
get you in.
You can get in. And there is room. But right now we're going to area code 931, which is in Tennessee. 931.
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Volunteer State.
Who are we speaking to?
This is Charity. I'm
Charity.
In Tennessee.
Tennessee. Well,
hi.
The Vols.
Yes.
Home of the Vols.
Home of the Vols. Also known as the Vols.
The
Vols.
Balls, which
my friend called it the
bowl. Tennessee was
okay.
Always volunteering.
Charity, how are you and what can we do for you?
Well, I'm doing good, and I was calling back in to see what you had for me. Can you tell me if you see anything about a soulmate?
Soulmate.
Anything brewing right now? Any
yes.
prospects? Any
brewing.
Candles that are
mm-hmm.
dimly lit?
Are you? Do you have a crush? Somebody
no.
that you
no prospects.
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So the field is wide open, which is not bad. That means you're wide open. Reset button.
That means that her butt. Yeah. Her
the gates open.
Has been reset.
The gates open, so they can flow in. You know.
Can you tell me, or would you like to tell us when your last relationship was? Like, I'm not saying like. You're 5 minutes.
Has it been a while?
Has it been a
while?
Well,
recently?
It's been about, let's see, what, going on 5 months?
Yeah,
okay,
not
that's not too bad.
5 months, yes.
She's not had a drought.
Especially
she's
during COVID,
feeling
too,
a little...
you know. That is not out of control.
Okay,
in
that
days
is not
we live in.
Bad at
no.
all. Okay.
No, not at all. So
whoa.
That's cool.
Well,
your cards apparently are on fire.
Well, we have some interesting
so far,
insights here.
Deborah's little antennas have perked up.
They have.
Well, you know, I think after this pandemic and the quarantine where we all had to shelter in place,
yeah.
I think a lot of people have done a tremendous amount of soul searching and looking back on their lives. Kind of like you can run, but you can't hide.
You can't
know?
Hide from your own path.
You've got a man here. Oh, boy. He is someone from your past who feels he made a terrible mistake with you. And it appears to concern another woman. So if there was a relationship in your past, and this could go way, way back, so it might take some time to reflect on.
Okay.
He is beating himself up right there.
That could be. It's hard to probably depend on your age when you have to go back in your past and somebody tells you that.
And he is really suffering over his misdeeds. All right.
Yeah.
So he may never say anything to you, but I wanted you to know that if you have been mistreated in the past, and a lot of us have, it's funny how later, what do they say? It comes home to roost.
Okay.
So, and now also on the flip side, you've got a man who is around you. And this is under sure to come true.
The favorite. I call them piles. That was my thing. I made it. I call them piles.
So you can rest assured that it's unmistakable. He's looking right at you in the reading. And, oh, has he got
a hunger
and a deep, deep love for you.
A hunk of work.
Are you Elvis?
No, but Elvis.
I feel that if you are consciously aware of your surroundings and people that are in it, you're going to see him. And I think he's the type that would stay, I'm trying to think of a good word.
He didn't?
Like, stay in the scenery, but be watching you.
He wants to just hang out in the background and observe.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Not like a bad observe, but like...
No, it's
no
not...
No stalkery?
No, not stalkery.
Just kind of maybe waiting for the right moment.
And just adoration.
Maybe not feeling worthy enough, really. Maybe not feeling worthy enough.
Right.
Get up the courage.
Now, if you are speaking about a romantic type of soulmate, he would fit the bill. But we have to always remember that there are many types of soulmates. You know, they come into our lives for a reason. We have those that come to inspire us, those that come to motivate us, or those that come to challenge us. And I think often those soulmates aren't always ones we like.
Oh, right. Yeah, I've had that happen.
So that is your wish to know. And I want to say that I think he will make his presence known to you, but it will be in a very subtle way. So please be aware if somebody does a nice...
So this is going to be something that starts off slow.
Does a nice thing.
Oh, yeah.
Not like one of those bam encounters. It's going to be a very slow thing.
Well, he doesn't want to scare her off either.
Sounds like he feels a little intimidated or maybe not worthy a little bit or very in awe. Maybe awe. Just
and
awe.
Yeah, you know, just say you don't read cards, but you seem to have a good handle on
but
it.
Just based on what you said.
Yeah.
I'm going by what you said. It sounds like somebody goes like, wow.
Yeah.
Holy crap. So I got to hang out here and just see what I can do right because I don't want to screw this up.
Maybe the mail, but she has no idea where it came from.
No, that could be your own intuitiveness kicking in there.
I just wrote down.
Just don't be in too big of a hurry. You know, it comes when it comes, in its own best time.
You have no control over that anyway.
Right.
And, you're right.
I hate that.
And the best thing we can do, and this was really hard for me, this took a long time, actually, to learn how to be alone. And it's not an easy thing by any stretch, but... Once we have actually reached that place, though, what did you used to call it? The turkey is cooked.
Oh, the turkey is not ready yet. It's still pink inside.
Yeah, see, the turkey is still baking or
the
roasting.
I mean, you should be able.
Not popped its little thing
you
yet.
You should be able to be happy with yourself alone. Otherwise, you're looking for somebody that is just to fill a void. It might not be your person that you belong with.
Yeah.
You know. If you're like, oh, so lonely, I got to pick somebody, that might not be the right way to
go. Right, you got
to
be careful with that because then you're just looking for a rescuer.
You're like, you know what, I can live alone, I'm cool, but why bother, I can elevate.
And that's when it comes.
Right.
And you're going to look into this man's face, Charity, I swear, and you're going to say, oh my God, that's the one, the love doctors we're talking about.
I was like, oh, look at that face.
And so it is somebody from my past, like one of my exes.
That's a good question. Is it a past or not?
That was past one was the person that was regretting something, hurt you with the concerning another woman. That person is completely different. He's just still hanging out in the background.
That's not the new one. That's
no.
The new guy is a king of diamonds.
Yeah.
And it might not be soon or coming around the corner, but it's because he's still cooking.
Okay, you're going to find his love is true.
Yeah,
this
he
is
has
the
a
one,
hunger.
This is the one I feel, Charity, that would take you through the rest of your life.
That's
life,
what we need.
Life partner, soulmate, connection. I mean, this it's beautiful.
Yay, that's what we want.
That's good.
All right, now an angel card.
A quick angel card reading, and then we got one caller.
Okay, Claire. Ascension. Archangel Raquel, notice your reoccurring physical and emotional feelings as they signify divine guidance.
Ah.
I probably had this card about 10 times, so I think
so
that's really cool.
Your angel is saying, you know,
notice.
Trust your own instincts.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to be a very nice connection when it happens.
Connection.
Go right. All right.
Yeah, I already hear from you.
All right. Call us again. We'd love to follow the story.
Yeah. You know the number. You know the back time.
Yes, I will be calling every time y'all are on.
Thank you.
Oh, we enjoy that.
All right. Y'all have a good day, honey.
Thank you, darling.
Go Balls. Go
you
Balls.
Too. Yes.
All I love her accent.
Hey, I'm going to jump. Oh, yeah. I recognize that one. My buddy, Bob D, was from Tennessee.
Yes.
All right. We're going to air code 805, which is California. 805. You're the last caller, and the clock is ticking hard.
Hello there, California. What's your first name, please?
Is that me?
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, indeed.
Who is it?
Holy cow. Nobody did, like, a screening thing. It's Joan again from California. I talked to you guys a few times.
Hi, Joan.
Joan from Cali.
We got to pick them up and put them down quick, like Jeremy would say.
You're going to take us right through
the
end of the show.
We're under 5 minutes.
Perfect. No, I just wanted to report back. I've just been trying to be happy and be single, like you were telling the last person. I just saw there was 10 minutes left. I thought I'd call in and just say no romantical news, but just trying to, like, be happy and steady and hang out with my girlfriends and date a little bit and trying to move on, and it feels like it's going well. I don't know. I was hoping you might have some insight.
All right. Okay. Anytime, though, we can live in the present moment, it really is a great thing.
And being happy
all
on your own is key, because you know if you can take care of yourself, you know, without someone else there, you know that it would just be an added bonus to have someone else with you.
All right. The cards are going to come down. They're going to come down quick because we are up against the wall.
And Joan, when was the last time we spoke with you?
Oh, maybe a few months ago.
Okay.
2 months, maybe?
Okay.
3 months?
I vaguely remember.
Time flies during the COVID era.
I'm friends with Christine in Minnesota.
That's right. Yep. Okay. You have to tell
and
us
I,
that
yeah.
We have less than 4 minutes.
I know. I have the cute boy who moved in with his girlfriend, and now they're selling their house or his house and move, you know, whatever. So who knows? But
gotcha.
I'm just trying to be happy and
not
worry about it.
3 minutes.
Well, I want to tell you, you should look at the ending or the conclusion of this year as actually holding a really nice upswing for you, Joan.
That's nice to know.
Oh, it is. Set intentions for the new year. For yourself.
I will.
Veronica recommends a vision board.
Yeah.
Myself.
Oh, my God.
I'm
doing one. I'm in the middle of it. Holy cow.
Yay!
I mean, there's a lot of – everybody has their thing. You know, yeah, that's a good one.
It's totally good. It's a manifestation board. It's all of the above. It's what you
and you watch. There's two men coming into your life that are going to really buy, B-I-E, for your attention.
Yeah.
And that it's going to be fun to basically have two suitors.
Oh, I mean,
show that
choices are people like choices. Choices are awesome.
She
will
give
me their suits.
We have a King of Hearts, which
King of Hearts
is awesome, and a King of Diamonds.
Hey, in spirit of football, 2 minute warning. It is 2 minute warning.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Got to rock right now.
So, Joan, I really hope you'll call again because I'd like to get into this a little bit more with you.
Mm-hmm.
I really would. And I feel that in your work, you're going to feel doubly inspired as we ring in the new year. So, but I would like to talk to you about, you know, upcoming changes, that kind of thing. So would you please call us again?
Yes, earlier.
Yes, but stand by, though, for your angel card reading before we say goodbye.
I really, really like this one, Joan. You've got a good one here. Spread your wings, Archangel Ariel. Do not hold back right now. The timing is perfect, and you are ready to soar.
Love Angel Ariel.
Sounds like she's just staying on the path she's on.
Yeah, definitely.
Going down the right road.
Yes, absolutely, Joan.
Un momento.
Yeah,
un momento.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
We're on the minute.
I have to say goodbye to everybody now, and I know that Jimbo and Veronica are sad with me, too, that our time has come to an end.
Yeah,
but
we went so fast.
We'll see you here.
It always does.
Next Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. And remember Grandma's words. Mm-hmm. To dream is to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible. Take care, everybody. We love you. Bye-bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.